Steve, too.
Yeah, pick a Ferentz.
James has been an incredible help just from his experience, being able to tell me how things are done. And I've always looked up to him for how things are done, like especially last year, being a first-year guy and him being a fourth-year guy. Like, he's been around the program forever, so he knows how to do things, and it's just something that I want to try and follow in.
What do you learn from Tobin? The guy who's gotten a fight with Claiborne for first day.
Yeah, he's got a tenacious attitude, and that's something that I want to try and, you know, emulate and get better at as a football player. So, and that's something that every football player needs to have, is a good attitude and be willing to, you know, kind of pick a fight sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's tricky, isn't it? I mean, it's not, there's no formalities to it in football.
Yeah. I mean, in a game, you're going to get flagged for it, so you don't want to do it. Right. Don't really want to do it in a game. But in practice, yeah. It's discouraged, but, I mean, it's going to happen. So, I think that's something that's kind of good. It just shows your physical nature, and that's something that you need on the offensive line.
You can't back down.
Right, exactly. I mean, people aren't going to back down on Saturday. I mean, they're going to be there. They're going to be trying to, you know, defeat your block, mm-hmm. and that's something that you need to develop as an offensive lineman.
How did you guys do Saturday? Kind of rebuild?
I think we did okay. I think it's a constant process of improving, and I think our best game is still yet to come, and that's something that we're going to be working on these next 4 weeks, especially this week.
Yeah, you're probably the most played freshman in the lineup now. But there are 12 freshmen in the 2-deep. What do you make of that?
I think that just shows, you know, that the coaches play who's ready to play and who's worked, you know, who is the best person for that position. And I also think that's a testament to the hard work that everybody puts in, not just the freshmen. Mm-hmm. So if you put in the hard work and you're good enough to play, you'll have a chance to play. So I think that's just what it's about.
Saturday, Jordan got his first opportunity to be a starter like you had. What's he just like when you are, you know, with him in practice, and then on Saturday you finally get that opportunity to start with him?
He's kind of a shy guy around the complex. You're going to have to kind of get to know him to get much out of him. But when he's on the football field, he's a totally different player. I mean, he goes after it, and he goes hard. He's probably one of the best guys of finishing, especially in practice, just being able to put guys on the ground on a consistent basis. I mean, we all do it, but he's probably one of the better guys at it in practice, and that's just something that he's gotten his attitude.
What does that say when you see a guy, you know, had very limited experience up until this past weekend, that you're saying he's a guy that has that sort of attitude?
Yeah, I think that just speaks to how hard Jordan works and where he came from in high school. I mean, he did that in high school. I've seen the way he plays in high school, and I played with him in a bowl game before, right after our senior year. So, you know, I knew that he had that in him, and it's not a surprise to me just because the way he works and the way he gets after it.
What did he learn? Because he didn't get that many snaps in the second half.
No, I think he just learned what it takes to be out there, and I think that's good. Just with injuries, kind of helps guys get experience, and we need that on our offensive line for this year and for the future. So, him getting out there and getting the experience is invaluable.